This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. International Women's Day being marked today across the globe, including Nepal. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says the government has a policy of women empowerment and capacity building. And Ukraine denies involvement in Nord Stream pipeline blasts. Now, the news in detail. The 113th International Women's Day is being marked across the globe, including Nepal, today. Every year, the 8th of March is observed as the International Women's Day. The day celebrates the achievements made by women in all cultural, political and socio-economic spheres. The day marks a call for a gender equal world. It was in 1945 that the Charter of the United Nations became the first international agreement to affirm the principle of equality between men and women, but it was only on March 8 during International Women's Year in 1975 that the United Nations celebrated its first official International Women's Day. Meanwhile, President Bidya Devi Bhandari has said that Nepal's achievements on women empowerment and gender equality are unique for the global women's movement. In a message on the occasion of the 113th International Women's Day, today the President has made the statement while wishing for happiness, peace and prosperity to all Nepali sisters and brothers at home and abroad. The President has expressed the confidence that the day would add energy and excitement to all to ensure equality and justice by eradicating all social ills existing in the society as well as all sorts of violence, discrimination and suppression against women. Similarly, Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has called for the need to intensify efforts to develop women's entrepreneurship and self-employment. In a message on the occasion of 113th International Women's Day today, Prime Minister Dahal said that a culture should be developed of treating women with respect and expressed the confidence that would provide more inspiration to establish equal rights and proportional representation in all organs of the state as well as their meaningful leadership. Prime Minister Dahal has also said that women have been given priority in the family property, legal remedy, income generation and career development, which he said are qualitative in terms of the systems and the practices around the world. Likewise, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has said that special arrangements should be made for women's safety, respect and employment by increasing women's access to technology. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of 113th International Women's Day today, Minister Sharma, who is also the spokesperson of the government, said that although women's representation has been ensured at every level of the state and there has been a significant improvement in the maternal mortality rate and a positive change in the total literacy rate and economic empowerment indicators of women, but the provisions in favor of women in the constitution and laws have not yet been implemented in practice. Similarly, Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has stressed on women's elated level of awareness against discrimination and violence meted out of women. Extending best wishes to all Nepali women at home and abroad on the occasion of 113th International Women's Day today, Nepali Congress President Deoba said that Nepal was still not freed from the incidents of discrimination and violence against women in the context when Nepal was marking the International Day. Nepali Congress President Deoba also expressed high respect to several women who were in the forefront of every movement for the establishment and reinstatement of democracy in Nepal. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the government's policy is to empower women and develop capacity. In a program organized today by the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens on the occasion of 113th International Women's Day, Prime Minister Dahal made it clear that the state would prioritize women's empowerment and development. Prime Minister Dahal said that women's reproductive health and education is improving, information technology is being made women-friendly, and women who have been to foreign employment will be created a safe environment, and the government will help if there is a problem. On the occasion, Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, said that Women's Day is being celebrated as a symbol of unity, struggle and victory, and the state is making maximum efforts to ensure a dignified life for women. Minister Sharma stressed that despite the rapid development of information technology in recent times, it has not been used properly by women and technology should be made woman-friendly. On the occasion of the 113th International Women's Day today, Tourism Entrepreneur Women Association Nepal, TEWAN, has initiated tourism promotion program along the Korala checkpoint in Magdi and Mustang from today onward. Representatives from tourism-related organizations and media persons are participating in the promotional program organized with support from the Nepal Tourism Board, Ministry of Tourism, Gandaki Province and Pokhara Metropolis. TEWAN Chair Kamala Giri shared that a four-day promotion program has been put in place to bounce back COVID-battered tourism industry. The program includes capacity building of local tourism entrepreneurs, among others. At the program, it was shared that the capacity building training and interaction would also be delivered for the youths and women entrepreneurs in Beni, Zumzum, Thini and Lomangthang. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukraine has denied any involvement in September's attack on Nord Stream pipelines, which were built to carry Russian natural gas to Germany. The denial follows a report from the New York Times, which cites anonymous U.S. intelligence officials who suggest a pro-Ukrainian group was to blame. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov dismissed the report as a coordinated attempt to leak the news. German media say investigators believe that they have identified the boat used to plant the explosives. Russian gas deliveries has been suspended before the blast. Russia shut down the Nord Stream 1 pipeline in August last year, saying it needed maintenance. Moscow has blamed the West for the explosions and called on the United Nations Security Council to independently investigate them. For decades, Russia supplied huge amounts of natural gas to Western Europe, but after the war in Ukraine began in February of last year, most of the EU countries drastically reduced their reliance on Russian energy. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, who will soon travel to Washington, D.C. to meet the U.S. President Joe Biden, where an announcement on Australia's plans to build nuclear power submarines is expected. Albanese, who was scheduled to arrive in India today, gave few details of his forthcoming trip to the United States, saying there would be announcements later regarding arrangements for the visit. The Sydney Morning Herald reported yesterday that Albanese was expected to sign a long-awaited pact to build a fleet of nuclear submarines during his visit to the U.S. next week. The deal, which is believed to be involved with 8 nuclear-powered submarines, comes amid concern in Australia and U.S. about China's increasingly assertive presence in the Pacific region. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Light rain occurred in Kathmandu Valley and surrounding regions since the morning today. The weather across the country is cloudy at present and Kathmandu Valley received light rainfall. Meteorologist Barun Poril said the snowfall is taking place in Dolpa and Humla, while light rainfall is reported in Sarlahi and other districts. According to meteorologist Poril, the weather is cloudy due to influence of the westerly wind and there are chances of light rainfall at some places of hilly region, including in Kathmandu Valley today. Similarly, thunder and lightning are forecast at some places of the hilly region today. The weather is expected to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region tonight. And according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, light rain with thunderstorm is likely to occur in some places of the hilly region in Kosi and Gandaki provinces tonight. There is a chance of light snowfall at high hilly and mountainous areas of Kosi, Gandaki and Kodali provinces today. As the general influence of westerly wind is still prevailing in the country, partial to general cloudy weather would continue to occur in Sudar Pashim, Karnali, Lumbini and Gandaki provinces. The division has said brief rain and thunderstorm is predicted in the hilly region and light snowfall is likely to take place in some areas of high hill and mountainous areas. For tomorrow, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast light rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places of the hilly region and snowfall at one or two places of the mountainous region. The division has urged for precaution as there is a possibility of thunder and lightning. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 11.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 26.6 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. International Women's Day being marked today across the globe, including Nepal. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says the government has a policy of women empowerment and capacity building. And Ukraine denies involvement in Nord Stream pipeline blast. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.